disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Hi, we are Yonkers.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Picking it up on the separate room. It was late at night, and we've been driving since noon. But if I'd known how that would sound to you, I would have stayed in your bed for the rest of my life, just to prove I was right. That it's harder to be friends than lovers, and you shouldn't try to mix the two. 'Cause if you do it and you're still unhappy, then you know that the problem is you. And it's true that I stole your lighter, and it's also true that I lost the map. But when you said that I wasn't worth talking to, I had to take your word on that. But if you'd known how that would sound to me, you would have taken it back and boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Burned it up and thrown it away. You put in my hand a loaded gun and then told me not to fire it. When you did the things you said were up to me, and then accused me of trying to fuck it up. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright. And the license said you had to stick around until I was dead. But if you're tired of looking at my face, I guess I already am. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright.
Love the harmonica at the end of that song. That's Divorce Song, Liz Phair, Exile in Guyville. I think that's 1993. She's touring with Slater Kinney in the fall. So that should be a decent show. If she's playing old stuff, that's for sure. Archers of Loaf before that, Web in Front from 93 as well. The album is called Icky Metal. It's the blue one. That's that. Web in Front, that was a big hit in the day, quote unquote. Suede before that, Metal Mickey. From on Nude Records, and I believe that's called Just Suede, and is that their debut release. I hated that band when they came out, but I don't mind them now. Brian, who's a regular listener to Noise of Carpet, feeds me old magazines from the 90s, and so I have a stack of them. My wife just loves it when a new bag of old magazines comes in the house, so I try and hide them. I try and bring them in around Christmas and say, when I come in the door, and you know, I say, whoa, watch it, look away for a second, look away, pretending that it's a gift for somebody in the house, and then I smuggle in stuff like this into the basement and hide it in different places. I don't think she's listening today, but hope not. So there's a quote. So there's an interview with the lead singer of Suede, Brett Anderson, from this Details magazine, May of 1993. And this is the first, it's just a small article about them. And, you know, everyone was comparing him to Morrissey in the day. And so this is a small article in the back of Details magazine by a new glam rock band called Suede. So it starts off thusly. Brett Anderson, the milky-skinned, moony-eyed, and androgyny singer for Suede. Androgynous singer, I don't know what they've said. Androgynous singer for Suede dries his false fingernails, looks in his dressing room mirror, and contemplates his weight.
When I was a youth, he says, I disliked my gangly gawkishness, but I actually eat less now to make myself thinner. I want to become as thin as possible. So there's a quote from Brett Anderson from 1993. I've read some interviews with him now, and he's a wise gentleman, but it's interesting to see, and I'm glad that nobody recorded me saying dumbass stuff in 1993, because there's lots of it. Sloan before that with Underwhelmed from their album debut, Smeared, and you know about them. Chris is playing with Trans-Canada Country, the country. Trans-Canada Highwaymen, I think this summer, and catch them if you can. They play a lot of classics, and Pursuit of Happiness fellow, and the old lead singer of Bare Naked Ladies, and the fellow from The Odds are in it. So you play some classic Canadian hits, including their own and others too. Sugar Cubes, before that, F*** in Rhythm and Sorrow from Life's Too Sweet, I think from about 88 or so. That's Bjork, who is... big in the 90s, as you know. I got huge after this, after she dumped those guys. And then before that, start off the set, song called Tropicalia is Bjork. And you know all about him. He's coming to town in September. So that's there's a little set there. Hopefully you like those. And so let's move on. I'm heading over to London tomorrow to visit my friend Steve and Rungi and Tony and Tom, all listeners of this show, and me and Dave are going to catch Tricky at the Troxy next Friday. So let's have a little bit of listen to a song from about 1998, Martina and Tricky, from the album called Blowback. It's one of the sexy cover you don't want to. Thanks for listening. Thanks. Really appreciate you. Love that you guys listen. Couldn't do without you. Honestly. Look in my eyes, then find your other lover.
You don't CJSF 90.1 FM and cjsf.ca. Hello, this is Arne Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and cjsf.ca.
Stick around for art in 10 minutes. Radio Goethe coming up next. This is In the Modern World by Fontaines D.C.
That you lie. Wait for the day to go dreaming right by. Oh, 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 oh. Seems so hard not to be free when you walked right beside me. In the city you despise, and wait for the day when you come riding all by. Oh, 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 oh. Seems so hard just to be.
That one's for Wayne in West Kirby in the UK. Thanks for sending in that message, Wayne. It does work if you text in. It's a little bit late now. I probably should have mentioned the number a few other times, but 778-782-2573. Write that down for next time. So Wayne figured it out, so you could too. So thanks, Wayne. Thanks for listening. That's Fontaines, D.C. Oh, stop it. Just blow the... Anyway, so that secret's gone now. That little surprise for you guys. Fontaine's DC, they're from Dublin. And in the modern world, that's Romance. That's their recent album. I think that came out last year. Me and Andy, another listener, did see them at the Fox Theater in Vancouver.
Emergency Management and Climate Readiness has issued a test message on Wednesday, May the 6th, 2026 at 13:55. This is only a test. In an emergency, this message would tell you about the hazard and how to stay safe. This information could save your life. Visit www.emergencyinfobc.ca to learn more and give feedback on this test. This is only a test. Areas impacted by this message include, issued by the province of British Columbia.
Sort of the purest way to do so. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish up now with a song. On Friday, I'm heading to Liverpool to see the lead singer, Roland Gift, of the Fine Young Cannibals play. There's a dimension.
It's already...
Oh, it's gone?
It's already done.
Hang on. Okay. And so finish the show off.
To finish things off right now.
So seeing Fine Young Cannibals in Liverpool on Friday, and the lead singer Roland Gift is playing with the Liverpool Philharmonic at a grade two listed building. I forget what it's called, and we are going to go see him play. So if you do know them, this is they were pretty big in the mid 80s and late 80s. So here they are. So this is Johnny to finish off the show. Johnny, come home. So thanks for listening. Really appreciate everything. Need you guys. Thank you for the requests. And this one goes out to Dave in Ryslip. Thanks for listening, everyone. Talk to you later. About 2 weeks. We'll be right back.
Jesse, the programming coordinator at CJSF. I also host the Vancouver Mixtape and Speak Up on Thursdays. If I were to say something to our listeners, I would say thank you. And, you know, thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen, for supporting us in whatever way you do. And that